April 29th. Welcome to the Mayor's Health Roundtable, and we'll start off with opening comments from Mayor Peary.
Good afternoon to everybody on the line today. As always, getting information from our healthcare professionals on how we manage through our COVID-19 pandemic crisis here in Timmins. Once again, it's a very sad day in the city, as we've tragically suffered another fatality associated with this virus. Our thoughts and prayers and sincerest condolences go out to the family and loved ones and friends of this individual. And as we work our way through this crisis, we hope we don't have to have any more days like this, but we just don't know. And we've got to be vigilant and strong as we progress through this. With that, we've got Dr. Canton on the line, and I'll just hand the line over to her. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Peary, and I agree. It doesn't get any easier announcing this, and so it is just with extreme sadness that I have the duty to report that we've suffered another tragic loss related to COVID-19 in the Porcupine Health Unit area. This male in his 80s was identified during the outbreak at Timmins and District Hospital, tested positive on April 22nd, and was admitted to hospital. On behalf of the Porcupine Health Unit and our Board of Health, I want to extend our most sincere sympathies and deepest thoughts with his family and loved ones, and thanks to, and as well as to all of those who have been providing care at this point in time. This tragic loss really highlights, again, the seriousness of what is happening in our communities. It is important that we continue to work together to protect our families, our friends, our neighbors, and our co-workers. The Porcupine Health Unit remains committed to working with all community partners to support enhanced measures to reduce the impact of COVID-19 in our communities across the region. And I agree, hopefully to prevent any further tragic outcomes. The current number of positive cases is at 59. And as of the end of the day yesterday, we had 1,875 tests completed. 43 of these positive cases are now resolved. We encourage people to keep current with trustworthy information about COVID-19. The health unit continues to provide the most up-to-date information, and we also provide the most recent recommendations from the Ministry of Health through the daily updates, the COVID-19 phone line, website, and Facebook page. We understand that it is easy during times like this to fill uncertainty with speculation and fear, and we encourage individuals to continue to seek out relevant and appropriate sources of information as we move forward. We want to thank everyone for continuing to follow the physical distancing measures. Continue to stay home as much as possible, only go out for essentials, and maintain physical distancing when outside of the home at all times. It is making a difference. We are making a difference. These are extremely challenging times, and at these times it is critical to ensure that we are remaining socially connected to those around us, to loved ones that we're not able to visit with in person, and to friends and co-workers that may also need that extra support. While this is challenging, it's important that we keep it up. We are at this point not ready to back down from these important measures. They can and will continue to make a difference to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our communities. If you have symptoms that may be related to COVID-19, we again encourage you to stay home and isolate yourself so as to not expose others. To follow up with the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider for a potential referral to one of the assessment centers or an appointment regarding testing with a clinician. There are COVID-19 assessment centers open across the region in Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, Horn Payne, Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, and Kapuskasing. The COVID-19 information line at the Porcupine Health Unit remains open from 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, and we continue to provide relevant information on our website and Facebook pages and encourage individuals to also share messages that may resonate with them and further expand our reach of the important measures we can all take to prevent the spread across our communities. Stay home, stay kind, stay positive, and stay connected. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and everyone else on the call. First and foremost, we would like to express our deepest sympathies to the family and friends who have been affected by the loss that was reported last night. As has been mentioned previously, in order to respect the privacy of this individual's family, no further information will be provided at this time. The investigation process is ongoing at the Timmison District Hospital while we remain in outbreak. The safety and well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remain our top priority, and we continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this investigation. We would like to express our sincere thanks for the hard work of all those at the Health Unit who are not only supporting our community as a whole, but continue to provide support and guidance to retirement and long-term care homes and hospitals across the public health unit. The staff at Timmison District Hospital continue to operate in a heavy state of intensity throughout this pandemic. While the hospital has not experienced capacity issues to date, staff are operating under additional stress and pressure. You never wish an outbreak on any healthcare facility. However, this is always something that is planned for. We continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit and the ministry to ensure evidence-based best practice measures are and continue to be implemented. This work continues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The staff at Timmison District Hospital have trained professionals who continue to respond quickly and efficiently to the needs of our patients throughout the pandemic. Today, the province announced the lowest number of new cases recorded in a single day since April 6th. These announcements show that positive progress is being made across the province and in our community. It is mentioned often and can't be mentioned enough. This is progress. It's crucial that we continue to adhere to the social restrictions that have been implemented by public health to ensure this progress continues. We understand these restrictions are not easy, but they've been put in place to avoid widespread tragedy. We understand that this is a stressful time for those who require hospital care or have loved ones currently receiving hospital care. We want to reassure the community that our focus remains on doing everything we can to ensure the continued safety of all patients, physicians, and staff. The Timmison District Hospital will continue to ensure that all precautions and procedures are put in place to protect our patients, physicians, and staff. The hospital remains committed to being there for you when you need us most, and in return, we are asking you to stay safe, stay home unless it's for travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. We'll go right down to the media for any questions for the Porcupine Health Unit or the Timmins and District Hospital. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move to the Cochrane DSAB with Brian Marks.
Good afternoon. Before starting the update, I'd like to extend condolences and sympathies to all of the family and friends of the recently deceased individuals on behalf of the board and all of the employees of the Cochrane DSAT. Emergency medical services was a busy day yesterday. We had 31 calls with 22 in Timmins. Six of those in Timmins failed the screening protocol. I'd also like to provide some additional information with regard to the PPE drive. It'll be conducted May 2nd to May 6th between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. People who want to drop off PPE donations can do so at the EMS CDSAB Ambulance Bay at 500 Algonquin Boulevard East. Food security programs. Yesterday at the First Baptist Church, 50 meals were distributed. The homeless numbers remain the same, with 27 at Northern College, slight increase to McIntyre with 19, and 12 at Living Space for a total of 58. In terms of Ontario Works, for those who are on social assistance, They are eligible to receive an enhanced discretionary benefit. Many people have already taken advantage of this benefit. But in addition, our case managers are using a screening tool in order to be able to provide appropriate benefits for those with school-aged children. Just want to make sure that we provide the appropriate supports so that all of the children can receive what they need in order to complete this academic year while being educated at home. For any additional information, just contact your case manager. Childcare, additional sites are now open in Timmins and Cochrane. For eligibility and application information, just see the Cochrane DSAB website at www.cdssab.on.ca. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll go back to the media for any questions.
Good afternoon, Dave. It's Bob at Moose FM. I have a question for the mayor that's, well, it is COVID-19 related, I think, and it involves the potential of evacuees from the James Bay coast coming to Timmins this spring and what the extra challenges are that COVID-19 presents.
Hi, Bob. Talked about this briefly last night at the council meeting, and it relates to a conversation we had with the various ministers involved with the evacuation of Kaseshwan on Monday at 1 o'clock. First and foremost, the community does not want to come here for all the reasons you can imagine. They have been self-isolating in Kaseshwan since the outbreak of COVID-19, and they are a healthy community, and there's absolutely no guarantee with the community spread we have in Timmins that they could arrive here and be guaranteed that they would be leaving healthy. So for those reasons, they do not want, Timmins isn't a desirable location for them to be here. Having said that, and in the conversations with the ministry, it's been made clear to us that they may have to ask us simply because there's not enough beds in the region. To that end, we've begun the original preliminary planning with our chief, Tom Lager, making the outreach to all the agencies that would possibly be involved in assisting with this. With the Timmins District Hospital in outbreak and two of our retirement communities in outbreak, it's particularly difficult, simply because if in fact there was an infection or a spread within the evacuated community of any numbers whatsoever, it would certainly outstrip our healthcare facilities, particularly the Timmins District Hospital, in handling the individuals. That's first and foremost the largest concern that we have. The capacity issues, as Blaise Matino said at the start of this conversation, at the start of this briefing, are not an issue right now, but they rapidly could be, depending how if and when there was an outbreak within the evacuated community. The other huge issue, of course, is our EMS is already doing a magnificent job, but they are stretched as well. All of our service agencies are stretched, notwithstanding all of the rules, regulations, and of social distancing and such. So yes, there's tremendous complications, as you can imagine, with taking evacuees right now that are severely complicated by the COVID-19 outbreak we are suffering here in Timmins.
But would you do it willingly? I know Kapuskasing said, no, we won't take any this year. And the province basically said, well, too bad. If there is an emergency up there, we're sending them to Kapuskasing. So would you or Kapuskasing, for that matter, have any choice?
Well, when the province says they are likely to say we have to ask you, and effectively we look at each other around the table and say, if that's the case and it's the question of life and limb, how do we do it best? And doing it best in Timmins means that we would control, as Kappa Skasing has reached that conclusion in talking to the mayor up there, that they would actively control the process rather than the levels of government signing individual contracts with the individual hotels that may or may not be involved. And that's what we insist on doing. The request hasn't come back from the province to us as yet. We don't know if it is, but if it does, then we'll have our we'll control it with our own people.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And if I can, on a bit of a personal note, you looked really tired last night on the live stream. I know you've been burning the candle at both ends for several weeks. I hope you get a chance to put your feet up once in a while and relax.
Thank you very much, Bob. There's a group of us around here that are probably looking a little tired. I felt tired last night, to tell you the truth. And thank you for your concern. It's very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
All right. Are there any further questions from the media?
Yeah, it's Sergio from CTV here. Just going to follow, while we're talking about it, Mayor Fury, just going to follow up on any efforts from Timmins to try to support the Kaseshwan community. If it ends up that that the community can decide where they want to go for evacuation, if they decide that they don't want to go to Timmins, is there anything that the city can do to still support them and whatever they're doing, even if they still, say, for example, stay in their community and just camp out there? Is there anything that the city can do to still support them?
Certainly, if we're asked to provide any specific services, we'll do our best. They are a very strong community. They've got a group of younger individuals, young leaders, that we were incredibly impressed with last year when they were in the community. That really do provide strong leadership. Let's hope that if they do decide to stay in the community, that they're safe there. And again, if asked, we'll provide whatever assistance we can.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If there's no further questions, I'd just like to sum up and say it was another quiet night in the community in conversations with the police chief today. And again, I would like to end with just offering my sincerest condolences to the loved ones and family and friends of the individual that passed away last night within the city of Timmins. So our hearts are with you and our prayers are with you, and the city's thinking of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thank you to the media for helping us get the news out.